how the ark of the Lord had been in the territory of the Philistines for 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, "What are we to do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we may send it to its place." And they said, "If you are going to send the ark of the God of Israel away, do not send it empty. But you shall certainly return to him a guilt offering. Then you will be healed, and it will be revealed to you why his hand does not leave you." Then they said, "What is to be the guilt offering that we shall return to him?" And they said, "5 gold tumors and 5 gold mice, corresponding to the number of the governors of the Philistines, since one plague was on all of you and on your governors. So you shall make likenesses of your tumors and likenesses of your mice that are ruining the land. And you shall give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from you, your gods, and your land. Why then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had severely dealt with them? Did they not let the people go when they left? Now then, take their calves back home away from them. Then take the ark of the Lord and place it on the cart and put the articles of gold which you return to him as a guilt offering in a saddlebag by his side." They said it away, they goes up by the way of its own territory to Bethshemesh, then he has done this great evil to us. But if not, then we will know that it was not his hand that struck us. It happened to us by chance." Then the man did so. They took 2 milk cows and hitched them shut in their calves at home. And they put the ark of the Lord on the cart and the saddle back with the gold mice and the likenesses of their tumors. Now the cows went straight in the direction of Bethshemesh. They went on the same road, bellowing as they went, and did not turn off to the right or to the left. And the governors of the Philistines followed them to the border of Bethshemesh. Now the people of Bethshemesh were gathering in their wheat harvest in the valley, and they raised their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced at seeing it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua the Bethshemite and stopped there where there was a large stone. And they split the wood of the cart and offered the cows as a burn offering.
When the five governors of the Philistines saw it, they returned to Ekron that day. Now these are the gold tumors which the Philistines returned as a guilt offering to the Lord. One for Ashdod, one for Gaza, one for Ashkelon, one for Gath, and one for Ekron. And the gold ice corresponded to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five governors, both the fortified cities and of country villages. The large stone on which they placed the ark of the Lord. Some of the men of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. He struck 50,070 men among the people, and the people mourned because the Lord had struck the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before Kiriath Jearim, saying the Philistines brought back the ark of the Lord. Come down and take it up to yourselves.